We inherited all the infrastructure where we've now just recently put out a resource estimate, a multi-million ounce resource estimate. Obviously, we own 100% of the asset as well. It's primarily gold with silver, and we also have the blue sky upside of a copper porphyry that we are looking for.
Mark Levy, Northmont Mining, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Nice to see you again.
It's great to see you. To all of my viewers and listeners that are going to view this, Mark and Northmont Mining did not pay for this interview, and I am not, as of yet, an investor in the company, but I'm very interested in buying them in our managed accounts, but I have not invested yet. Mark, let's start real quick. Give me a 30,000-foot view of Northmont Mining.
Sure, we own a previously operating gold mine in Northern Chile. It was the third largest gold miner. We've got a full infrastructure where we have a 3,000 ton a day mill, power, roads, backup generators. It was a oxide producer. We inherited all the infrastructure where we've now just recently put out a resource estimate, a multi-million ounce resource estimate. Obviously, we own 100% of the asset as well. It's primarily gold with silver, and we also have the blue sky upside of a copper porphyry that we are looking for.
Okay, let's dig a little bit deeper into the gold and silver. How much do you have in the ground, and what could you potentially, keyword there, have for growth?
Sure. We've got 2.18 million ounces of gold equivalent in the indicated category, so it's a higher level category, and then we have 557,000 ounces gold equivalent in the inferred category, so approximately 2.74 million ounces. And
Well,
that's
hold on.
basically, yeah, thank you. That's our starter, MRE. It's our maiden resource estimate. We've done some drilling to prove that the resource does go down to 200-300 meters. It's a high sulfidation epithermal system, which typically go down 200-300 meters. The drilling that we have inherited and that we did primarily goes down 70 meters. So for us, being able to go down two or three times deeper, we feel we can target three times that amount of a resource. So we're targeting a 7.5 to 9 million ounce resource in the end of it. But right now, obviously, as a starting point, we've got a really good, multi-million ounce starting point. All starts at surface, so it's it's good grades at surface, and very. We've proven that it continues down 300 meters with some of our drilling in the past, and we've also gotten some sniffs of a copper porphyry that we still have to go back and investigate, which is our, blue sky part of the equation.
Okay, I'm going to work that out a little bit here with you. Let me just talk to all of my listeners and viewers here. I typically like to look for assets that can get to 5 million ounces. The reason is they're typically a very high takeover candidate, as well as if you can get up to between 5 and 10 million or over 10 million, you're looked at a tier one asset. So, Mark and Northmont Mining is right really in the sweet spot that I see. It's okay if you're looking at, I like to see initially at least a million in the confirmed in the ground. And Mark so far has well exceeded that, or I should say Northmont Mining has well exceeded that. So my congratulations to you. Well done. Now let's talk about the plan here. Well, actually, before we talk about the plan, tell me about the grade.
Sure, the grade is sitting at about 0.83 grams per ton gold, but it is at surface here. We do have some zones that are sitting at surface of 5 and 10 grams, and we have a couple of areas of 25, 32 grams that we want to go back and drill test in the next drill program later this year and bring up the overall grade and obviously add, ounces to the overall resource as well.
Got it. So just talking to my viewers and listeners here, when you're asking companies and you're evaluating companies on grade, think of grade as your margin. Wouldn't you say that, Mark? Would you agree, be agreeable with that?
Sure, and it also protects you in a downturn of the market of being able to produce gold in lower price points. We have a good example. Rio2 is a very successful company in Chile. They're sitting at a 390 million market cap, and their resource is sitting at 0.38 grams near surface like ours. So just as a good example to show you what can go into production in Chile versus some people need much higher grades because the infrastructure costs or labor costs are a lot higher, or fuel costs. So
Well, I'd like to get to that in just a second, your infrastructure, which it looks like you already have, but let's talk about where are you at in the process of taking this to a mine. So you obviously you have your permits to drill. What's an ETA on your jurisdiction for permits to mine? And it looks like you're already set up to mine with all your infrastructure as well as a mill.
So because it's a previous mine, the best place to find a mine is where there was already a mine. And that's true for our project. Because we've inherited all this infrastructure, getting through the mining process and the permitting process is that much quicker. We do hold something unique in Chile. We have a presidential decree that covers the main pits of our deposit that protects us to put the mine back into a production scenario. But obviously there's a lot more resources outside those pits as well that we would have to go through the permitting process. Drilling permits have been a breeze for us in Chile, and we have the community on side, the government's on side. We are in an economically depressed area, so they're very motivated to get work. And our biggest thing is hire locally, support the community, do all the right things that we've done in the past as well. And so for us, I think, drill permits have been very simple for us to get. And we have two drill permits in place to be able to drill the next two phases of our drilling as well.
Okay, let's talk about that. What are the next two phases? What do those look like? And if I heard you correctly, you're looking to do that by the end of the summer. Is that correct?
Yeah, we'd like to start drilling this summer and then get it done by the end of the year. Our drill season pretty well ends near Christmas time. So, and it starts relatively soon here, and usually middle of April is kind of the go time, mate, depending on how much moisture there is. So we're right in the heart of being able to go out in there and do a drill program. We have a planned program to do six drill holes into the main deposit area, the higher grade areas where we've seen 32 and 35 grams per ton gold, and test those drill holes to a depth of 300 meters. We also want to put in about 50 drill holes into the oxide zones, which are 5 to 10 gram material, but right at surface in the first 30 meters. And then we also want to do two larger 600 meter holes in the south western part of the project where we had hit some copper, high grade copper mineralization to test for copper porphyry. So that's kind of the next phase of our drill program for the project. And that would obviously A, add some pounds in the ground, ounces in the ground at higher grades. And obviously B, potentially provide us with data to indicate whether we have a larger, higher grade copper porphyry system underneath as well. And then from an oxide perspective, we'd like to add a couple 100,000 ounces of high grade oxide material to the equation. So
Yeah.
that's the next phase of drilling for us.
Got it. Okay. So you mentioned that you already have a mill. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have a 3,000 ton a day mill. It does need a bit of refurbishment, and we're doing an engineering report to see what the cost would be, but it's nothing insurmountable. To get it back and put it in order so that when we do need to turn it on to produce from newer oxide zones, then we can use the mill. And we've got backup generators. We have an ADR effluent plant lab. So we have quite a bit of infrastructure we've inherited. Probably, David Lang, who's the engineer who put it into production for Shell back in the 80s and 90s. Him and I did an interview a couple of years ago, and he quoted 150 million mark value of infrastructure we've inherited. So that's a good situation for us.
Excellent. So, about the mill, you're using that for gold. Can you also use that for copper?
Not sure whether, depending on how the copper liberates, whether we would be using it to crush and and leach copper if the copper was leachable, or concentrators where you're kind of shaking it out. So that those production decisions haven't been made yet, so I would be able to
Got
tell
it.
you.
No problems. So, let me ask you this about, let's go to share structure and money here. So talk to me about, and just so our readers know, I did some preliminary research before I had Mark on, and I thought you had a very tight share structure, but I'd like you to tell me first, tell me how many shares do you have fully diluted, and where are the warrants options? How many warrants and options do you have out, and where are they written at?
Sure, we have 69 million shares issued and outstanding, 120 million fully diluted, and most of those warrants are at 20 cents or higher. Same thing with stock options on the team are at 20 cents and higher. My family, our family trust, my wife, my son, my daughter, my mom, my sisters, we own close to 30% of the company. So when you look at what the issued outstanding is, we're 30% of that, and we're into the project from market purchases and direct investments. We're into it for about 9 million. So we're the largest investors. We're aligned with our shareholders. We came in at much higher prices than we're currently trading at, unfortunately. That's why I bring up my wife, because she'd be here with a broom to hit me over the head. But we're believers and we're aligned.
Okay, really, I guess the story is like you're getting really at that sweet spot here, as in you're going into the drilling season. That news will be coming in throughout the summer. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're hoping to start drilling this summer, and then it usually takes about 2 months for assays to come in and report to the market. So I think we would be looking at, getting news on the actual results in the fall, but drilling throughout the summer. And there's other programs as well. There is some local sampling and mapping that will have some results that come out a bit sooner. But generally speaking, the drilling results wouldn't come out to the fall.
Got it. So, how do people find you if they want more information? And what would you like really to tell investors or potential investors that they're looking into you? And just to all my viewers and listeners, I am considering adding you guys to my own portfolio, but that is not an endorsement. But I just want to know, how do people find you, and what do they need to be on the lookout for over the next few months?
Sure. Obviously, we have our website, norsemont.com. Has a lot of our data up there. Our new 43-101 resource estimate will get posted up there once it's fully finalized through legal. We're an untold retail story. Obviously, management. I've sold previous companies. I've sold about close to $1 billion of mining companies, primarily in the copper and silver space. We've done it before. We're aligned. All my board members and advisors have invested at higher levels in the market. We're aligned with our shareholders. We've got a very large resource to start with ounces in the ground. We're the lowest, probably we're one of the lowest, if not the lowest, price per pound on our market cap. If we're sitting at, we're sitting below $10 Canadian an ounce in the ground, which a lot of analysts use different numbers out there, $68 to $72 US an ounce, and we're sitting at probably $5 to $7 US an ounce. So we're really highly undervalued.
Let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you. To all my viewers and listeners, that's a great, great valuation. I try to look for stuff that's 20 to 30 or lower. So go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah, exactly the case. If you do a comparison to us, a lot of companies out there are trading at north of 100 or 200 million market cap with what we have. And using Rio2 as an example, they're sitting at 400 million and we have half of what they have. They're a few steps ahead of us, obviously, but still our valuation, like you said, if you use 30 bucks an ounce, we would be sitting at about $1.25 a share, and we're now sitting at 20 cents Canadian a share. So we're very highly undervalued. And as I said, we're an untold story. We have a lot of big shareholders that came into the deal, and we're looking to get exposure. We will be drilling this year, and we'll be upgrading our resource at the end of the year. So we're hoping to increase it significantly to show what the potential is, and working on a PEA next year. And what we've done in the past is we've sold the companies up into the majors. And that's where you brought up 5 million ounces plus. You know, I put out a number that we tell our investors, we have an internal number and you've got the external number. We know what this project can deliver from a resource size that would be very valuable to a larger cap, you know, mid cap or large cap producer. So there's an opportunity for us to create that exit. But also we've got the wherewithal with some of the engineering guys we have on our team. One of the engineers on our team, on our board, Michal, has put two of the largest mines, like $2.7 billion mines in production in Chile. So we obviously want to put it in production, get cash flow, or get taken out for full value. So there is, you know, an exit in mind for our shareholders. And I can see that window over the next 24 to 36 months is kind of where my head is at to create a potential liquidity event for our investors.
Got it. But again, talking to all my viewers and listeners that too, and I'm assuming everybody, as I mentioned and discussed it many times, you look at the Lassonde curve. I try to get really early stage or very late stage. That's where the value is. I would classify Norsemont Mining as a very early, not very early, but early and forgotten, if you would, on that curve. So I do think, and I would advocate, not a recommendation, that there is a lot of value, assuming that everything that is being discussed is checks out, do your own due diligence. Mark, how can people reach you? How can they find you? And how can they trade you on the different markets?
Yeah, so we're traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol NOM for Norsemont Mining. We're also on the OTC markets in the U.S. under NRRSF. We're a foreign issuer. And we're also traded on the Frankfurt Exchange as well. So those are the three primary markets where we have currently a listing. And we're trading on all those markets on a daily basis. And obviously, our website's a great place for information. And anybody can reach out on our news releases. We have Paul Searle that heads up IR. Or they can email me as well. You know, I deal with the investors and typically the family offices, but we, you know, everybody's important. So I try my best to speak to everybody or at least get in touch with anybody that contacts us.
Excellent. I'll put all of this in the show notes on both YouTube, Apple Podcasts, as well as Spotify. Mark, I want to thank you so much for your time. Thank you for coming on and love to have you on again soon as things really ramp up.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Take care.